This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Today, the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, plans to question Donald J. Trump, Ivanka Trump, and Donald Trump Jr. in a civil inquiry. The inquiry by the Attorney General and a parallel criminal investigation led by the Manhattan District Attorney are examining whether the former president improperly inflated the value of his assets to receive favorable loans. And the subpoena was issued today. Our next guest is, in fact, an expert, if there can be such a thing, there is one, on Trump's taxes. David K. Johnston is an American investigative journalist and author. He is a Pulitzer Prize-winning beat reporter. He is also a tax expert. He has known Donald Trump for decades, followed him. In fact, in 2016, wrote a New York Times bestseller called The Making of Donald Trump. And then in 2018, followed it up with an investigative piece on the details that President Trump and his appointees were doing at the developmental levels and how those affect American rights and civil protections. And I'm so glad that he got us in today. I know he's got tons of media interviews, but David K. Johnston, thank you for joining us to weigh in on this.
Well, thank you, Jordana. And I have a new book out, The Big Cheat, about all of the financial shenanigans, which nobody would have put together but me, that were going on during the Trump administration. All the separate threads, I've turned them into a tapestry for readers. The Big Cheat.
Well, then you really have insight into this. What does the subpoena today mean, and what will it show us? I know you've seen some of the documents.
Well, the walls are coming down on Donald Trump, and Donald is the one pulling some of them down on himself and his family. He has tried to avoid testifying in the civil case, which is about a lot more than just inflating the value of his assets, by having his lawyers say, oh, Donald isn't involved in his business. He really doesn't know anything. Except yesterday, Donald put out a long statement that essentially said, I know everything about my business. I know what these terms are. They're saying I know anything about, completely cutting the rug out from under his lawyers. And predictably, the judge in Manhattan today said, of course you have to testify. The Supreme Court has ruled twice that you have to testify in the criminal matter. So what I expect will happen now is that Donald, Don Jr., and Ivanka will follow the Eric Trump practice. When he had to testify, he exercised his Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination more than 500 times.
David, this is Paul. Thank you for joining us today. To that point about pleading the Fifth, and we have no idea what's going to happen, but I know experts such as yourself say it's a distinct possibility that Donald Trump will try to plead the Fifth. My understanding, it can be used against him and his kids in this case, because it's a civil case. It's not criminal. The court can read pleading the Fifth as an admission of legal liability. Or am I wrong on that?
No, that's exactly right. Well, I'm not a lawyer. I have taught law at the Syracuse University College of Law for a dozen years. But you're absolutely right about that. And the bigger problem, though, for Donald Trump is the criminal liability he faces. There is the Manhattan grand jury investigating him, and what's delayed their action is that when they finally got, on the orders of the U.S. Supreme Court, the accounting records from the Mazars firm, which this week disowned Donald, and Donald's personal tax preparer has turned state's evidence. They're delayed because they got 5 million pages of documents. Then there's a grand jury just approved in Fulton County, Georgia, which essentially overlays Atlanta, looking into the threats against Brad Raffensperger, the chief state elections official, if he didn't find a way to make Donald the winner of the election when Joe Biden won it. And there are other inquiries going on. Donald's really in jeopardy at this point.
But this one is specifically about the possibility that the Trump Organization was inflating property values, and then somehow, I guess, you're the tax expert, so explain to me what the subpoena says and how he gets in trouble if it's true.
So the New York State Attorney General has inherent civil but not criminal authority. She has already said she has abundant evidence of fraud involving inflating the values of assets to bankers, to insurance companies, deflating their value to property tax authorities, falsifying business records, which is a very serious crime in New York because it's such a big business center, and that she now has her investigators pursuing a lead of other wrongdoing. Ultimately, she may seek to force the closure of the Trump Organization and the 500 subsidiaries of it. Earlier, Trump had to close the Trump Charitable Foundation after it was proved and he admitted that he had diverted $2.5 million to himself and had operated in violation of the law. So one of the things at jeopardy here is the Trump Organization could be dissolved. You and I have a right to live. Corporations are creatures of the state. They have no right to an independent existence. They exist by the grace of government.
David, could banks call in their loans to the Trump Organization?
They absolutely could, because Mazars, the accounting firm, says the statements we issued about Donald Trump's financial condition are not reliable. And if they relied on those, they could do it. There are insurance companies that could sue. There are vendors that could sue. The statements that Mazars issued were not certified accounting statements. They were compilations, and they disclosed that. They just took the numbers that Donald gave them. I have this much in the bank, I have this, I have that, and put them down and added them up. And I think that the state licensing boards for accountants and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants should make it unethical and grounds for losing your license if you issue these compilations. Because sophisticated people in these areas, and I used to teach graduate accounting students, know these things. But the public does not, and many small vendors and others would not have an idea.
David, you have investigated Donald Trump's finances for decades. I know even before the election, you were reporting on him for almost 30 years. What do you think this new documentation is going to show? And has there been a history of this kind of wrongdoing in the past?
Oh, Donald, I have thousands of pages of documents in my home showing that Donald lies and cheats. He cheated novice roulette players at his casino. They gave liquor, limousines, and credit to 14-year-old gamblers who had money at his casino. The age for gambling is 21. His 1984 tax return, his own tax lawyer and accountant, who's now retired, testified that Donald Trump forged that return, which claimed over $600,000 of bogus losses that didn't exist. And when he was shown the tax return under oath, his lawyer said, "That's my signature, but I didn't prepare that tax return." The signature had been put on the tax return with a photocopy machine. Donald has been fabricating documents, lying under oath, cheating people, cheating investors all of which are laid out in my books about him, going back to when we first met in the 1980s.
David, last question. What do you think, based on, and we still don't know what we don't know. Hopefully more evidence will become public here in the coming weeks, coming months. But based on what you know, difference between civil trials, criminal jeopardy, what do you think the odds are that Donald Trump will try to run again in 2024?
Oh, I think once he's indicted, that goes away. On the other hand, why is the Republican National Committee using donor money to pay the legal bills of Donald and Don Jr. for conduct before Trump became president? Well, I think the answer to that is pretty easy to see. The Republican Party is very afraid that Donald may run as an independent. And given how the party has submitted itself to him, that would be utterly destructive to the party. So they're doing everything they can to corral him in to either not run or run as a Republican. But I do think once Trump is indicted in just one jurisdiction, that ball game will change significantly.
And you think today's subpoena will lead to that?
This subpoena is about the civil case, not the criminal case. Letitia James has an active case going on. She's looking to expand it. That's certainly not going to help Trump if, in fact, he decides to take the Fifth Amendment. He no longer has quality lawyers representing him. Nobody will represent him. That's another major problem he's got. Four of his lawyers are either temporarily disbarred, Rudy Giuliani, or facing disbarment for lying to courts on Trump's behalf.
David K. Johnston, the author of The Making of Donald Trump, a tax expert, also a Pulitzer Prize winner. We so appreciate the time. I know how busy you are. We will call on you again, sir.
Thank you, David.
Sure, Dan and Paul, thank you. Take care.
Thank you, David. Yeah, I tell you, I met David when I was doing my night show, and it was even before Donald was running and there were rumors, and he just has this wealth of knowledge about, you know, he's been kind of been a biographer for him for so many decades. So just a fascinating look. And of course, he's been following him since his presidency. So we'll mine that depth of knowledge and he'll keep us posted.
Yeah, absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.